bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx. Just nominated for 10 2024 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards, including Best Radio Station and Best Morning Show for Wake Up Rider, as well as Best On-Air Personality, Social Media Campaign, Show Open, Promo Series, Production Director, and Faculty Advisor. I'm Matt Michalowski. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on Monday, February 26th, that can change the way we see discourse on social media forever. Although a decision is not expected until June, it will be a ruling that affects not only what platforms like TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook can be allowed to censor, but also fundamentally change how these platforms create business models that rely on curation to attract both users and advertisers. These laws were prompted by the decisions of platforms to remove then-President Donald Trump after the events of January 6th. Some detractors of the law, however, claim that the ruling infringes on the platform's own First Amendment rights and could lead to unintended consequences as a result. It will certainly be a landmark case for media in the digital age. In entertainment, Hollywood's biggest names honored the best performances in television and film for the 30th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. The films Barbie and Oppenheimer dominated the nominations, earning 4 each. Oppenheimer took home the most awards in the film categories, including Best Cast and Best Lead and Supporting Male Actor. Needless to say, attendees got the real Barbenheimer experience. In television, The Bear dominated the field, going 3 for 3 in awards the show was nominated for. The awards will keep on rolling as we make our way to the 96th Annual Academy Awards on March 10th. In the world of sports, Liverpool defeated Chelsea 1-0 in the EFL Carabao Cup Finals. In what was a hard-fought match that saw dramatic goalkeeper saves and egregious referee calls, it was a corner kick header by Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk that sealed the deal for the Reds in the 118th minute of overtime. Despite nearly a dozen injuries to Liverpool starters, it was their younger academy players who stood strong against an expensive Chelsea team. It was truly manager Jurgen Klopp's kids versus Chelsea's blue billion-dollar bottle jobs. Not that I'm biased or anything. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station. This year's winner will be announced Saturday, March 2nd, in New York City, live from Rider University. I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.